This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Thursday night slash afternoon, depending upon where you are, broadcasting live in person on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. And again, every Tuesday and Thursday, I get a chance to sit in the big chair for an hour and hang out with you talking about anything and everything. I have two great guests tonight, so if you guys want to call in after the opening break, we can take a few calls and squeeze them in during that segment. But my good pal, Glenn Salmacy, from Bryant University will join me, and Emily Guo will join me from the Heritage Foundation to talk about China. So we have a full hour for you coming at you fast and furious again here on the USA Radio Network. I'm going to try not to yell. On Tuesday, I did a lot of yelling, and some people said you were fired up. You were going a little crazy, cray-cray, I guess. And sometimes I get fired up. Sometimes I get aggravated. Now, I'm a little bit aggravated. I'm a little bit aggravated today. I know folks sort of are swimming in the depths of COVID-19. I know people are scared to death, and I understand all that. And you know what? You should be, right? There should be some fear out there for sure. There's 5.171 million confirmed cases out there around the globe, 333 confirmed COVID-related deaths. Around the globe here in this country, again, the numbers continue to skyrocket. We're at like 96,000 deaths. So by maybe tomorrow morning, sadly, or at least by the end of the day tomorrow, we'll hit six figures. And again, right now in the country, 1.6 million people have been affected. So it is actually happening. It's going on. It's real. But I gotta say one thing. I mean, I'm pretty good. I get the vibe on people. I can kind of get where a majority of the country or the town or your city or your state are coming from. Right? I may not be a scientist. Right? I may not be a fancy, you know, beautiful Hollywood actor. I may not be, a novelist. I might not be the brightest bulb in the room, but I get people. I understand what makes people tick. Right? I got street smarts or something like that. And I swear to you, man, I feel it. I feel like there is a chunk of the American population that is getting very comfortable sitting at home all day, every day, either getting an unemployment check and $600 on top of that every week, in some cases making more money than you would make if you're working, or if, you know, you're somebody who didn't have a job before this, you got your $1,200 to at least get you through, you're happy, you're not really under pressure. I know I've said this before, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I honestly believe there's a chunk of people out there who like it like this. This evens the playing field. The folks who are out there working, busting their rear end every day, all day, 40, 60, 80 hours a week, well, they're forced to stay home. And those people probably are going nuts because they want to work. It's the folks who sort of were just getting by. They're happy. I honestly believe that. I'm running into more and more of those people who are like shrugging their shoulders. This is all good with me. We should stay home for as long as possible. I'm telling you, anybody that's not a doctor, okay, that doesn't have a DR next to his name or her name, wearing one of the stethoscopes or the white smocks, if they're not a medical professional, I'll give you that, okay?
and they're telling you staying at home is a good idea, man, I'm furrowing my brow and saying, I'm not really down with this. I don't really believe what you're saying or where you're coming from, because I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about. I think what you're liking is you're liking being home, watching cartoons all day, playing MLB The Show 2020 for 6 to 8 to 10 hours a day. Right? That's what I think. Right. That's what I think. Because I think it's happening more and more. Right? People are just kind of, well, I told you, this is all the pressure's off me, man. I don't have to work. I don't have to go out there and get a job. I can just stay home. Now, I'm not saying it's 50%, 60%, 70% of the population, but I'm saying, I bet you it's 20 to 25% of the people out there are very, very happy with this socialistic spin that has been put on the United States of America. Wait at home, get a check, no pressure, you don't have to work, nobody telling you have to work because you can't because of COVID, your wife not yelling at you, your husband not down in the dumps, your mom, if you're young, not saying go get a job, none of it. Because you're home watching TV like you're supposed to be, in quotation marks, and doing the right thing, in quotation marks. And I really believe that number of people is growing, because people like to sit on their rear ends and do nothing. A lot of people do. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And you know what happens? It's contagious. Because if somebody else is doing it and getting away with it, this is why socialism doesn't work. Somebody else is doing it and getting away with it. You want to do it and get away with it. Right? It's the same idea. If you work 10 hours a day in a socialist society and somebody else works 4 hours a day and you both bring home the same amount of money or get the same amount of food, live in the same kind of apartment, the guy who's working 10 hours is not going to be working 10 hours much longer. The efficiency rate drops drastically. And I can see that happening, man. I think that's a dangerous side effect that we're not paying that close attention to. I honestly believe that. I honestly think that people are enjoying living the life of luxury. And I know they're not making as much money, most, but they don't have to. The government is supplementing it. And again, the guilt is the big part of this. No one talks about this. The guilt has been lifted from anybody out there who's underachieved. This last 3 months, actually, of time, man, it's been your utopia, because you don't have to go out and work. You don't have to go out and look for a job. You don't have to go out and better yourself. And I know you don't like hearing this. You know, it's like somebody scolding you. But I believe that's actually happening. I honestly do. And I believe a big part of that is driven by the media. The media does, you know, a marvelous job spinning a narrative and getting people to feel a certain way. Look how they make Trump, how they make people feel about Trump. Now, I get it. I know. There are people out there who don't like Trump. I get it. And listen, I'm not... I say this a time and time again, but I know you only get me twice a week, so sometimes I feel like I got to say it again. I certainly don't have as big a banner waving in as Wayne Allyn Root does for Donald Trump. I think he's done some amazing things. Right? I think he's actually grown on me as he's maneuvered his way through 3 years. I like some of his policies. I love nationalism. I love America First. I love a slapdown on immigration. I want companies to be brought back here and get out of China. There are a lot of things that he does that I like. But the media spins it as if he's a tyrant and a horror show. It's all his fault, and it's not. And it's developed into this brutal Trump hatred. This is more, we are more divided now than we probably ever have been. And I mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. Trump is not a unifier. Don't think for a second that he was supposed to be a unifier. He's not. The perfect word for Trump is he's a disruptor. He was elected to be a disruptor, to break the system, to knock the system to its knees. Has he succeeded? That's a judgment that you'll have to make for yourself. But there's no question that the media has spun it in such a way. Well, you can't even talk to folks who are anti-Trump or Trump haters. They just don't want to have a conversation about it. They don't even want to consider it could be anything else but his fault. It's remarkable to me. It really is. I mean, I try my best to be as fair as I possibly can. But the easy truth is that if you're center right and you have an affinity or an affection for the country, and there's somebody out there who's center left, they're going to blame all of the woes on Donald Trump. And I'm sorry to tell them over and over again, it's not Donald Trump's fault. COVID-19 is not Donald Trump's fault. I hate to bring it to your attention out there. By the way, New York Post, interesting headline. It needs to end now. The Big Apple is dying. Its streets are empty. Tens of thousands have been plunged into poverty. Our leaders have no plans, no answers. New Yorkers have already learned to socially distance. Businesses can adjust. The elderly and infirm can continue to be isolated. It needs to end now. That was New York Post headline. You rarely see a New York Post, well, a New York paper other than, well, you don't see New York papers all that often, sigh, or at least fall down against the establishment and against the left. So interesting, but it needs to end now is the way that sort of spun out. I want to read you a couple things because I thought this was interesting. Yesterday, Wayne got into this a little bit, and real quick, maybe we can pick up on this a little bit later on, but the number of deaths, this is New York, by the way, New York Health, as of May 13th, the number of deaths in New York, as far as people under the age of 65, when it comes to COVID, it's the percentages, it's like 22% between 45 and 64. Under 40 years old, it's less than 2%. It's crazy. So if you're older, bottom line is if you're over 65 and you have a compromised position, you are immune compromised, you have some underlying condition, then you might want to stay at home. But other than that, people should probably come out. All right, listen, we've got a great hour for you coming straight at you fast and furious. Emily Quow will join us. She is from the Heritage Foundation. Looking forward to talking to her. And my very good pal, Glenn Silmacy, Bryant University Provost, will join me at the bottom of the hour. Keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind, our biology, our history, our culture. All these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, like I said, coming up in just a little bit. My good pal, Glenn Salmasian, will join me and talk a little bit about Flynn. He is an absolute brilliant constitutional scholar, and we'll get into some other things regarding Donald Trump as well. And before we wrap it up here again tonight and turn it over to Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be here at the top of the hour. We'll talk to a new friend from the Heritage Foundation and chat about a couple of different things with her. Interesting, I have a friend of mine, which he was a state rep here in Connecticut, and he's, you know, he's like one of these Energizer Bunny guys, and he's always doing something, always helping out the community, always doing one thing or another. And right now they have produced this amazing hand sanitizer. It's called American Hand Sanitizer, and he's actually been giving some of this stuff away. There's a bunch of mask giveaways here in the state of Connecticut, but they've been giving these products away.
And it's really pretty incredible. So if you want to try out American hand sanitizer, and nobody can get hand sanitizer right now. Some of these, different types of hand sanitizer that they actually have single, sort of like a single serving hand sanitizer, which is kind of cool. You just kind of pop it open, bang, and you rub it on, and then you toss the package away, and you're good to go. And they also have other products on there. So you can go to AmericanHandSanitizer.net. That's AmericanHandSanitizer.net, and check it out. What better way to be sort of sanitized and feeling clean and great than with American hand sanitizer? So when you go on that website, and if you order, whatever you order, just type in the discount code LEE10, and you'll get 10% off whatever it is that you purchase. So it's just a great site. It's a great guy. It's a great, actually, a group of people. Again, bulk orders, they give it, whatever it is, just go on there, check it out for yourself, and once you get on there, you're going to say, this is where I got to get all my hand sanitizer from. It's that simple. You can't buy hand sanitizer anywhere. So go online, check it out today. AmericanHandSanitizer.net. Once again, don't forget to type in that discount code LEE10, and you get 10% off whatever you purchase, wherever you may be, from Long Island all the way out across the country, out to Vegas and out to California as well. So as we know by now, the coronavirus, this was a big news story this morning, and it made me scratch my head once again over and over again, because they just keep getting a lot of stuff wrong. And I know it's a moving target. I know it's just sort of evolving in front of them. But do you remember when this began and everyone was scaring the hell out of everyone by saying you can't touch anything, you can't grab a bottle of soda off of the counter, you can't go grab a gallon of milk when you're going shopping, you can't grab a loaf of bread, a jar of peanut butter, because you got to wipe it down first, or if you grab it, then you got to sanitize your hands and wipe it down, and then wipe your face and make sure you didn't touch your nose. Remember they said that to you, and they scared everybody to death, right? Remember in the beginning, nobody wanted to go shopping, nobody wanted to do and touch anything, steering wheels, light poles, whatever. Wherever you weren't supposed to touch anything. Hands in the pockets, mask on. Or actually the mask, they didn't want you to wear masks in the beginning. Now they flipped on that as well. But the CDC now says that the COVID-19 virus does not easily spread from touching surfaces or objects. Now they changed that on the website May 12th. May 12th, that changed. What's today? Today's the 21st. So what, for 9 days, 8 days, they let the world stew on this? No announcement, no nothing? People were scared to death on this and nobody gave a damn? Nobody told them that, hey, wait a second, you don't have to be as nutty and crazy. You don't have to spray down your groceries and wipe them down. Why didn't they tell everybody? Why? They told everybody when they were supposed to wear a mask. Crazy, right? All right. Listen, my pal Glenn Silmacy will join us next. You will love this guy. If you haven't heard him, you'll be smarter. I promise you, when we start talking, 10 minutes later, you're going to be like the smartest guy around. All right, we'll be back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That means more than 38 million people have filed first-time claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He reminds us,
each claim represents a worker who has been displaced from their job, and in many cases, those are people who are earning money for a family. So this shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must, but this takes an economic toll.
President Trump in Michigan touring a Ford facility that has been manufacturing ventilators. The Ford plant does have a policy that people need to wear masks, and President Trump says he obliged and wore the mask, but the mask was not needed in all parts of the plant, so he did not have it on at times as well. This is USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is a site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use, very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for one day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com. And you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered, and my very good friend, who is just dropping, literally dropping everything, to join us for 10 minutes tonight. I mean, I think he has a giant Angus steak beef burger in front of him right now that he's putting to the side. He is an acclaimed international law and national security expert, experienced in academic law and government service settings. He's the provost at Bryant University. He's been coming on a show that I've had one time or another for almost 10 years. Glenn Macy, how are you, pal? What's going on?
Hey, Lee, it's great to be here, and, you know, it's a good Texas steak or Texas burger, I could guarantee you that, pal. I will tell you, you and Wayne are doing great things for America right now, because we need people like you to be out there voicing a sound of reason and of rational discussion and of debate and of both, you know, the difficult task of trying to find safety, health and safety for all of our citizenry, but also getting our economy back. And you're providing that, and I can't thank you enough, Lee.
Well, I can't thank you enough for what you do. I mean, I've said it before, and I know I'm kind of saying it again while you're here, but you are probably one of the smartest guys we get a chance to talk to, so we appreciate you giving up a few minutes to get into some of this stuff. I did want to ask you about General Flynn, but I want to get your sort of pulse on the country, the nation, going back to work. I mean, you know, you're actually at a you know, university. What's it like on the university day in and day out right now?
Well, right now it's extraordinarily quiet, right? So I live on a university, and it's extraordinarily quiet, but I can tell you most faculty in America, most students in America, applicants and their parents are all want us to get moving in September. So we have, graduate programs and summer school going right now, and a lot of that is remote learning, because that's probably what's required for the current time frame, meaning remote being not online in the traditional sense, but basically talking heads on a video to make sure that students are getting the academic needs. And I think most kids understand it, and most families understand the last semester and the summer that because of the situation, we have to go to this sort of a dynamic. But I'm sensing a mood of the country is to get back to business. And, you know, Calvin Coolidge said it years ago, and we all hear it from time to time. I think Ronald Reagan was the last one, and probably the current president says, America's about business. America is business. We are about the business of getting back to business. And I can feel that sense from most Americans, and part of that is even higher ed. Higher ed's a huge influx for our economy for now and in the future, and we need to support all universities and all colleges and all community colleges to ensure that they get back to normal so that we can get our children educated to go out and make a big difference in the world. This is our future. Right. And we're training, educating our future, Lee. If we don't get them back in the classroom as best we can by August, and again, I mean, in September, it's going to change. What I tell parents is it's going to change. It's May. It'll change in June. It's going to change again in July. It's going to change in August. And by September, we might be in a different world. So we have to be prepared for all aspects of that.
Glenn Macy is with us, and it's always an honor to get a chance to talk to him. And you mentioned kids. And kids, you know, there are some isolated cases where kids get sick and eventually sadly die, but the numbers are fractions of fractions of fractions, Glenn. And, you know, you talk about getting these states back to work, and some of the real progressive states, they don't want to go back to work. They don't want to, you know, they want to ignore the numbers, and they want to get to a point where nobody is either getting sick or nobody's dying, which is just not going to happen. So how do you convince these states to move forward, or do you just have the other states move forward and hopefully these rogue states who are lagging behind just come along for the ride, I guess? I don't know.
Lee, that's a great question. And I think data-driven decision-making is critical right now for everybody, not emotion, not politics, the way you avoid that. And I'd ask, offer everybody this, whether you watch CNN, MSNBC, or listen to Chris Cuomo or Tucker Carlson, look at the data. The great data is coming, what I'm looking at is South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And Florida right now, what they did was, I think it's 85% of the deaths associated with the virus have been in nursing homes or extended care facilities. So you look at that, and what the governor in Florida did was put his focus on that. And that's what we should be doing everywhere. I mean, the reality is that, you know, if 85% are people 70 and older in elder care facilities, well, in some capacity or assisted living capacity facilities, we should be focused on that and not hurt the entire economy, but focus on that. And I got to tell you, if you haven't listened to the governor of Florida, listen to him speak in a very eloquent, intellectual, rational, non-emotional, non-partisan discussion about how to get us back to work. Because, I mean, I understand our concerns, but I got to tell you, we got to get back to work, folks. And the American people are waiting. The American economy is ready to be revved up. And I think one of the things I talked to my economic faculty, and they said the big thing is that all of our fundamentals are secure going into this. And that's important for everyone to know. Now we're going to come out of this. It's not politics right now. It's America. We're looking at coming out stronger than ever. If we get people back to work, if we become conscious of this virus, which is out there, which is what the governor of Florida says, don't write it off. It's not like it doesn't exist. Of course it exists. Mm. We have to be careful and methodical and deliberate in how we open things up. But we have to open up, and we have to kind of provide the American economy a bolster or a shot in the arm, if you will, Lee. So that people like you and Wayne can say, look, it's working. And you and Wayne Allen Root are doing that kind of on the side saying, this is what we need to do. But I think policymakers, in the last 2 days or so, the last 48 hours, I've watched and read considerable amount, and you start to see people starting, the American people starting to say, well, if I can buy a Harley Davidson in New Jersey, and that's open, why can't the hair salon and the hair cutters be open? It doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of inconsistencies going on. I think people are starting to see that.
Glenn Macy, he's an acclaimed international law, national security expert with the National Security Institute, also at Bryant University as the provost. All right, so we only have a few minutes left, and I do appreciate your time. And is that birds in the background I hear? Are you like on a beach somewhere? Are you in a forest? Where are you at? Can you hear
that? Lee, one of the things that I want to tell all of your listeners, you know, the key is to get outside. Because if you're inside, it's dangerous. And again, I think this is important for all of us to know that it's important to be able to, you know, for me, I've been working outside as much as possible because it's safe.
You haven't been outside. Did you get a bird? That's an inside bird. It's got to be. It sounds like an inside bird.
Well, that's our, you know, my family likes birds, so they have inside birds, and they watch those. Is that too loud? I apologize.
No, it's fine. I wasn't sure.
The bird out.
No, please don't. I love birds. I love birds. I just wasn't sure if it was in my head or if it was actually.
You all don't know that Lee is one of the biggest supporters of animals and animal wildlife. So
oh man,
Brent, tell me it must have been very loud. I apologize.
Hey, listen. Give me 3 minutes on General Flynn, yeah. Please, if you don't mind. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, General Flynn is an American hero, and everyone knows that. He is a three-star general in the United States Army who retired and went on to support Commander-in-Chief and the President of the United States. And the fact that he has gone through what he has gone through, recognized, it's not just General Flynn, there's several others in the administration. Their lives have been destroyed. And when someone pleads guilty and the Department of Justice comes in and says that the Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States, the head law enforcement, and anyone questions Bill Barr's loyalty to Trump, he doesn't even like, I don't even think he supports President Trump. He is a person that believes he supports the law. So it's not like this is some political hack they put in. Bill Barr was a Bush 41 guy.
Right.
So let's put this in perspective. And the fact that he has said that they should withdraw the claim, that shows this sort of disparity. And it goes back to, all I will say, as I know time is short, is 3 years ago, Lee, I told you that I think this went up to the highest level of government. And there's no question it did. The abuse of FISA, the abuse of justice has been intolerable and should be unacceptable to every American. And if the mainstream media would cover that, we'd have a different story right now. But I thank you and Wayne Allen Root for covering that, Lee. You guys are great.
I thank you, my friend. I wish we had more time. Listen, next time we'll set out a half hour and we'll chat about everything. Glenn Salmation, National Security Institute, my friend, I can't thank you enough. I'll talk to you down the road, all right, buddy?
Yep, as long as you guys make sure it's okay with the birds chirping in the background.
It's okay with the birds. You got it. Listen, Emily Guo joins us next from the Heritage Foundation. Stick around. That comes up next.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease.
major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Again, broadcasting across the entire country, sea to shining sea, all the way out from Long Island straight through out to California. Special guest joining me right now, director of the Richard and Helen Davos Center at the Heritage Foundation. We love our friends at the Heritage Foundation. Also worked on China with the State Department here in this country. Let us welcome Emily Gao today to the radio show. Emily, how are you? Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
I'm great. Thanks, Lee. How are you?
All right, so let's get into this. China, they kind of hid this coronavirus from the rest of the world.
Yeah, China did directly suppress whistleblowing doctors who reported the human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus. In early January, they detained a doctor named Li Wenliang who tried to tell his medical classmates over social media, hey, we have this disease, it's like SARS, it's going around from human to human, you need to protect yourself. So instead of sharing that information with the WHO, the Chinese Communist Party detained and interrogated him. And that was just the beginning of the Chinese government's cover-up that led to this disease going around the world and obviously, you know, having the effect of shutting down the global economy. So it's really a preview for the world of what China's global leadership would look like. It would violate human rights, and that would lead to things like more global health disasters and other disasters.
Do you think they maliciously did this? Do you think they knew what they had, or do you just think they were trying to protect their own interests in the beginning?
I think the Chinese Communist Party's sole focus is protecting its own ability to stay in power. I think that's their primary motivation. And, you know, if human lives are sacrificed in the meantime, I think to them that's just collateral damage
How about what role the World Health Organization played in this? It seems like they have been almost in a protection mode over China. In the beginning, they were talking about how wonderful a job that China was doing in making sure that not only their own citizens were taken care of, but the rest of the planet as well. And I mean, basically, they flat out lied.
Unfortunately, I think that the World Health Organization exacerbated what the Chinese Communist Party do, because they repeated what the Chinese government said. They told other countries that there was no human-to-human transmission when there clearly was. They also told other governments not to shut their borders to international travel. So that allowed people from China carrying the disease to literally fly around the world. And those people were unknowingly bringing it with them, but the Chinese government knew better. Part of the reason why it's going to be so difficult to find out is because of the Chinese government's complete censorship of civil society. So not only did they censor the doctors that I mentioned who are working at the hospital treating patients, they also censored the journalists who tried to investigate it. They tried to censor citizen journalists, domestic journalists, foreign journalists. Then they censored researchers who were looking into the origins of the virus. And they kept out all humanitarian aid organizations, like the organizations that everyone knows about, like Doctors Without Borders, Samaritan's Purse, that are, you know, treating the coronavirus in other countries. China keeps all of those international NGOs out so that no one can find out any information independent of what the Chinese government narrative is. So unfortunately, I think it's going to be really difficult for the international community to figure out what actually happened. Plus, the CDC has not been allowed into China either.
Is that normal practice? Do they normally keep out groups like Doctors Without Borders, et cetera, or are they normally allowed to come and go as they see fit?
The Chinese government wants to keep tight control, especially over natural disasters or man-made disasters. So absolutely, they keep really strict regulations on foreign NGOs. They don't allow foreign NGOs in to treat people when there are, you know, pandemics like SARS or like the coronavirus. They also don't even allow them in for natural disasters like earthquakes.
Emily Gao from the Heritage Foundation also worked on China in the State Department here. She's written a column, and you guys can get it. I'm going to post it up on my Facebook page. You guys can give it a read. China's changing of international norms could lead to chaos. You mentioned here in your piece about certain people being sent to actual detention camps, and I don't know if people actually realize that there are detention camps. Do you know like what the dynamics are of some of these detention camps? Are they simply prisons, or are they worse than that?
I think they're much worse than the prisons that Americans are used to hearing about. For instance, we know that China sentences ethnic minorities, religious minorities, particularly right now the Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. There's over a million of them in detention camps. And these detention camps, they're forced to undergo re-education through labor. I know that really sounds probably very archaic to a lot of Americans, but it's still going on where people are forced to do manual labor. But then it's not just that. They are also forced to undergo these confession sessions where they have to write out forced confessions. They have to denounce their own beliefs, whether they're religious beliefs or political beliefs. And we have had many reports over the years of torture that's happening in these detention camps.
So do these people end up getting back into regular Chinese society, or are they there for buried forever?
I mean, sometimes they just disappear.
Yeah.
Other times they do escape, and that's how we know about the conditions in the detention camps, is because people escape and they tell their stories of torture and the forced confessions, and it's basically the brainwashing that goes on.
Emily Gao, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You can check it out online. We love it when we get a chance to sit down and chat with our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. But, Emily, I am completely out of time. I have got to run. Got to make way for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. He is here, ladies and gentlemen, so he will take over after the top of the hour. I wouldn't go anywhere, man. That would be crazy. Just about to get good. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.